Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
We are back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Thanks for joining us. Well, today, the state Senate committee took a series of bills to reform malpractice laws in Michigan, which proponents say will protect doctors from frivolous lawsuits. But meanwhile, Democrats unveiling what they call patient safety bills, which increase penalties for doctors who commit certain offenses. To discuss which direction the state needs to go, I'm joined by one of the sponsors, Democratic State Representative Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us this evening on WILS.
Good evening, Michael. Thanks for having me on.
So the Senate is moving legislation to protect doctors. You're proposing legislation that could potentially penalize them. Are there two very different views to what the problem really is when it comes to malpractice suits in Michigan?
Well, there are some differences and there are some similarities. Starting with the similarities, I think everyone agrees that we should protect doctors from frivolous lawsuits. I think everyone recognizes that the medical profession is fast-paced and chaotic, and we need to protect doctors from making honest mistakes. The problem is that the legislation that the Republicans have introduced would really protect doctors in a whole host of circumstances from accountability in circumstances where I think the public would strongly support holding doctors accountable. And let me give you a few examples. This is where the Democrats and Republicans really diverge. As Democrats, we've introduced the patient safety legislation that says that if your doctor is drunk or on drugs while they're performing the procedure, or if your doctor is fraudulently prescribing you medicine that they know you don't need for personal gain, or if your doctor is engaging in criminal acts while they're treating you, that should not be activity that is protected from liability.
Is it protected from liability right now, though?
Well, amazingly, it would be if the Republican bills were passed. The Republican bills give a complete free pass to doctors in virtually every circumstance and really closes the door completely on victims in the state of Michigan.
Well, I know Senate Bill 1116 says that it would protect a doctor who says that his or her conduct was an exercise of professional judgment in the best interest of the patient. Is there a specific bill that actually opens the door to being drunk while performing a procedure?
Well, their bills do not say that you can be drunk while performing a procedure and authorize such. But by creating the standard that they have, the standard that you just mentioned, it creates a situation where any doctor can say, yes, I was acting in my professional capacity and using my best judgment. And that's not the kind of standard that protects patients. A standard that protects patients is one that says that doctors have to be held to a certain minimal level of professional responsibility, and just saying that they tried their hardest is not enough to escape all liability.
Now,
they have to meet a minimum standard of professional responsibility.
There are two very different, both of you are proactive, though. What is the current state of the law when it comes to malpractice suits? Does it really need to be adjusted from what it is right now?
Well, I think the current state of the malpractice statutes in the state of Michigan is a little bit too restrictive on victims in terms of them being compensated for their very real damages and their very real victimization. Michigan has been on a series of tort reform efforts over the course of the last couple decades, and the legislature has really narrowed the circumstances that victims can seek compensation and narrowed the amount of compensation that victims can seek. And if you look at the number of malpractice lawsuits that have taken place in Michigan over the course of the last 10 years, it's on a steep downward trend. And,
What about frivolous lawsuits, though? Do you think that doctors are protected enough right now from lawsuits that are really unwarranted?
I think that the law currently does protect doctors from unwarranted lawsuits. I think that you're going to occasionally see cases that will be will be brought forward that might be termed frivolous. You're not going to, stop every single frivolous lawyer from introducing their frivolous claims. But the way Michigan law is structured now, it's very hard for victims to be compensated. It's very hard for people to prove that their doctor's mistake was negligent. And to make that even more difficult, and to give doctors a complete free pass where all they have to do is say, I tried my best, that's not an appropriate standard for protecting patients and providing the kind of accountability that we need in Michigan.
So do you want to also, though, allow for the amount of money the patients are able to get from doctors in a suit to increase that amount?
The bills that we've introduced would allow that in cases that I just mentioned. So in cases where you can prove that your doctor was drinking or on drugs, or in cases where you can prove that your doctor was acting in a criminal manner and defrauding their patients.
What's the current limit financially, and what do you want to increase it to?
Oh gosh, you're testing my knowledge of medical malpractice. My understanding is that there's two different standards. It's somewhere around $250,000 in certain cases, and up to $500,000 in other cases for non-economic damages, depending on different criteria. It gets kind of complicated from there.
I see, but you're not talking about an unlimited amount. So you just want to increase it, double it potentially, or?
Well, looking at the legislation, what it does is it would waive those limits in cases where any of those previous circumstances we discussed took place, up to three times the amount of the economic damage or of the economic loss. There's actually several different clauses. So like I said, it gets complicated because it's different in different cases depending upon, what exactly the doctor's done.
I see, but these are very rare circumstances where especially these really outrageous things of a doctor being inebriated in some form when they're doing a procedure, right?
Well, you think that would be pretty outrageous, but there was a pretty prominent case down in Southeast Michigan just recently where a doctor, Awad, was prescribing fraudulently, we believe, at least it seems to me from reading the reports, epilepsy medicine to hundreds of children over the course of a decade, and was doing it apparently for financial gain. It was clear that these children did not need this medicine. And, that doctor was prosecuted for that, and he ended up getting a slap on the wrist. The licensing board allowed him to keep his license.
Mm-hmm.
He was really shielded and protected from any sort of serious malpractice claims because of the way the law is written in Michigan today.
Only 30 seconds left, Jeff, but I'm guessing that the Republican approach is going to win over yours, considering they have the majority, right?
Well, who knows? The Republicans held a hearing on their bill today in the Senate. That hearing room was packed with patient advocates and victims of medical malpractice who were telling their story and explaining how, if the bills that the senators are considering pass, they will have the doors of the courthouse slammed in their face, and they'll have no opportunity to even seek justice for their claims and for their victimization. And I think that when the senators hear that, they're going to have pause to pass these bills.
Democratic State Representative Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. It'll be interesting to track this as it moves along here.
Thanks for having me on.
When we come back, 40 million people suffer from this disorder, and only 4 million of them know they have it. You could have it yourself and be completely unaware. Most likely you are completely unaware. We'll discuss why that is and what this disorder is. It creeps up on you in the middle of the night. I'll give you that hint, but that is next. I'm Michael Cohen, and you're listening to More Compelling Talk Radio 1320 WILS.